This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli troops seize control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing, and what the White House described as a limited operation. Fears have been mounting of a full-scale invasion of the city, and ceasefire talks with Hamas remain on a knife's edge. The UN warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and the other main crossing into Gaza at a time when officials say the northern part of the enclave is experiencing full-blown famine. The Israeli foray overnight into Tuesday came after hours of whiplash in the Israel-Hamas war. The militant group said Monday it accepted a ceasefire proposal that Israel insisted did not meet its core demands. The U.S. paused the shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern city of Gaza, or I should say of Rafah, against the wishes of the U.S. That's according to a senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, according to the official, with the focus of U.S. concern being the larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting. More than a million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war on Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. Millions of Indians across 93 constituencies are voting as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has mounted an increasingly shrill election campaign, ramping up polarizing rhetoric against Muslims. Modi voted Tuesday and has called the minority community infiltrators and accused his rivals of scheming to seize the wealth of non-Muslims. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin began his fifth term at a glittering Kremlin ceremony after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for nearly a quarter century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term does not expire until 2030, when he is constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. He has transformed Russia from a country emerging from an economic collapse to a pariah state that threatens global security. Question now is what the 71-year-old Putin will do both at home and abroad over the course of another 6 years. In a world increasingly accustomed to wild weather swings, the last few days and weeks have seemingly taken those environmental extremes to a new level. Some climate scientists say that they are hard-pressed to remember when so much of the world has had its weather on overdrive at the same time. Scientists expect record weather disasters this year, connecting it to climate change, hot oceans, and El Nino. Dozens are dead in Brazil after flooding. Houston is still drying out in the U.S. from nearly 2 feet of rain, and triple-digit heat has hit from Asia to Africa, and records keep falling. TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to an approved buyer. The lawsuit filed Tuesday might set up what could be a protracted legal fight over its future in the United States. Companies argue that the new law vaguely paints ByteDance's ownership of TikTok as a national security threat in order to circumvent the First Amendment. Despite no evidence that the company poses a threat, it also says the law is so obviously unconstitutional that its sponsors are instead portraying it as a way to regulate TikTok's ownership. Adult star Stormy Daniels testified at Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006 that resulted in her being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election a decade later. Daniels' testimony included a detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Trump has denied. Daniels' testimony is central to the case because in the final weeks of Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer Michael Cohen paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.